Now that Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have said almost everything that they're going to say in this presidential campaign, they have one word to see them through the last lap: change. The easiest word in politics, but here in Chicago, home of the apostle of change from 2008, President Obama, you're aware that change can be slow. There's hardly ever a civic event here without a pipe band. Irish, Scottish, who cares? But on this occasion, it's a little awkward. This is a graduation ceremony for new members of the Chicago Fire Department, in the presence of the mayor, Barack Obama's former chief of staff in the White House, Rahm Emanuel. But the pipes are slightly odd, because nearly all the new firefighters here are African-American or Latino, and they're getting in now because of a long legal fight against the city over entry qualifications which those communities thought discriminatory.
Had they been given the opportunity 15 years ago, they could have been productive members of the department a long time ago, and that would have helped the department out as well. So it's a huge victory, but it's a huge day to see these men and women walk across the stage and graduate today.
Gregory Boggs, president of the African American Firefighters Association. Behind the rhetoric of the presidential campaign, both candidates saying that they can recast the landscape, this is the reality. Michael Dawson's uncle was an African American congressman in Chicago for nearly 30 years, spanning the eras of Roosevelt and Nixon, and he's now professor of politics at the University of Chicago here. It's a city that is 40% black, but sometimes you wouldn't notice.
This is the most segregated city within the United States, including large southern cities like Miami, Houston, Atlanta, and Birmingham. Chicago has a legacy of racial violence, racial segregation, and racial separation.
This is a Democrat city. It will certainly turn out for the Obama ticket on Tuesday. But Michael Dawson argues that the problem for the community in which he grew up isn't simply whether that side wins or not, but whether the system can cope with the ideological chasm that has been widening in America in recent years.
Oh, the political system is very ill-equipped to make these type of fundamental changes in people's values and beliefs. The government can do some things, such with public housing and other initiatives, but the resistance is very high. The other legacy of Chicago and Illinois is that you have pragmatic cross-racial coalitions within a segregated environment. So Obama knows how to make coalitions. He knows how to work with people from other